I tell you what, I'm joined on the phone now. I have the guest who I was just telling you about before there. And I tell you what, shall we go straight off? This is Dominic Hodgson, who's joining me on the phone now. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on. So now, you are the pack leader. I've been reading about you for a little while now, and I've seen many pictures of you with an entire tribe of dogs, all different shapes and sizes. Tell me, how did you get into this?
Right. Well, I started this business, my Pack Leader Dog Adventures, in Sunderland back in 2011. And previous to that, I was a sales rep for Imperial Tobacco. So I used to sell cigarettes, so it was a big change. And I basically didn't want to do like an office type job for another 30 years. So I wanted to work outside, and my other passion was working with dogs because I'd been helping out at my local rescue centre. So I thought, why don't I combine these two things and try and provide like an advanced exercise service for dogs whose owners are busy at work, you know? So that's where the business came about. And I quickly started to get a few clients, and before I knew it, I was taking a few dogs out. But the problem was, I really quickly realised that I didn't know enough about dogs at all. I had all the enthusiasm in the world, but I didn't really have any practical dog training knowledge or experience, really, you know, despite being a dog owner myself. So it was becoming quite chaotic on the walks. You know, the dogs, when they were off lead, they were starting to run around and chase each other and roughhouse, and I felt like I was kind of losing control, you know. So I went on a bit of a dog training journey and brought my dog training smarts up to scratch. And once I did that and sort of learned how to be more interesting to the dogs, really, you know.
Yeah.
So they would take notice of me rather than, you know, looking at anything else that was flying about in the woods. And then life got much easier after that, and the business kicked on from strength to strength. And that's why you see the photographs of us now walking down the beach with
because I find it quite amazing, those photos, because it is, you know, you've got like a Noah's Ark of dogs there. There's so many different types.
Yeah. And when I started the business, I thought that it would mainly be for working type dogs, you know, like your Cocker Spaniels and your Labradors and all the high energy dogs, you know. But
yeah,
I quickly realized that actually, once I started to market it as being like an adventure for the dogs, well, everybody wanted their dogs to go on adventure then, you know. So then we started to get pugs and French bulldogs and all different kinds of dogs, terriers, you know, big dogs, small dogs. Looks like a big menagerie.
This is my question for you, because some of them, so you've got some big dogs, you've got some ones with little legs, little legs there. So how do you get them all to keep up?
Well, there's normally a couple of us out on any walk. So
yeah,
somebody can be at the front, you know, playing with the high energy ones, and then somebody else can be further back. Alex and Lucy. Alex, my son, who works in the business as well, he kind of runs the Pack Leader Dog Adventures now. And so we provide, you know, you provide a little something for everybody.
Well, I tell you what, it's a fantastic little tale. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play a couple of songs. You've got a new book coming out, and shall we have a chat about that book in a minute? Give us a quick taste. What is, in a nutshell, what's the book all about?
So this is my new book. It's my third book, and it's called Worry Free Walks: How to Transform Your Dangerous, Difficult, and Devilish Dog into a Problem Free Pooch That You're Proud to Take to the Park.
I tell you what, don't give any more away, but I'm going to ask I'm going to ask now, can it relate to teenagers? Because if it does, I'll buy a copy straight away. Tell you what, we're going to go to Cheat Codes. We're going to go to Cheat Codes and Little Mix right now, and then we'll be back after that with some ELO. But thank you very much, Dominic Hodgson, the Pack Leader. We will be back in a second. I tell you what, I've got the guest who I've just been speaking to before. I am bringing him back right now. It's Mr. Dominic Hodgson, live on the phone. Hello, Dominic.
Hello, Stephen.
So we're talking about you being the pack leader, being the dog expert. Have you ever had the dog whisperer? Are you like, could you describe yourself almost as a dog whisperer?
Well, not really, but the stuff that we do, I think sometimes the dog whisperer, he makes it look a bit kind of, you know, like mystical, and you've got to be all...
I know, I'm not a fan of the show.
And you don't know, dog training is just, you know, finding out what that dog likes, and you know, whether it's a toy or a treat or whatever it is, and then using it to build a bit of bonding, you know?
Well, that's it.
Anybody can do it.
Now, my dog at home, we've finally got him to the point that he's, well, the missus has trained him, I've got to be honest with you. And but one thing for me is when I take him out for walks, he's one of these, he's off like a shot. Even though I've got him on a lead, he's normally quite good, but you have to, you know, I've got one of the little clickers where you click it and try to get him to stay by you and all that. But you have now got the answer to my prayers. Tell me all about the new book then.
Yeah, so this is Worry-Free Walks. And it's basically, what I've done is I've kind of gone back to my roots really when I started my business, because all those problems that I kind of described in the previous segment about what I was suffering from with the dogs that I was walking, that's exactly the same kind of problems that you just described yourself and what most people are struggling with, you know, because the dogs are normally pretty well behaved indoors. When they step outside the front door, then the dog, the nose, you know, opens up and they start getting interested in squirrels and birds and pheasants and, you know, running off to rolling fox poo and things like that. You know, I've been there, I've done that. I know it's not very nice, but it's pretty stressful as well. So we try to provide a bit of an action plan for your average pet dog owner to take a bit of the stress out of the daily dog walk.
Well, I've got to be honest with you, if you can make it more stress-free for me, because I've got a dog who gets more hyper when he gets home after a big long walk than he does beforehand. I mean, I'm sure that's quite common, but he's a little rocket, I tell you. He's a lovely little dog though. Lovely, it's one of these things. Your pets are your best friends, really. They're like, you know, people say, "Oh, I've got a pet." He's a member of the family, my dog. And obviously, I want to do the best thing by him. Now, if you could give me a tip now and say, "Right, okay, if I'm walking along, where am I going wrong? Are the clickers a good idea? Are they a bad idea?"
Well, they're a good idea. Sometimes, no, they can be a great idea, yeah. But I sometimes think that they can get in the way, you know. So if you, the clicker's like just something else that you have to, especially on a walk, you know, it's like something else that you have to think about rather than, personally, I would, you know, think of something that your dog likes, whether he likes a tennis ball or a tuggy toy or whether he likes even picking up your slippers in the house or, pulling on tea towels or whatever it is. Yeah. Or if he likes chicken or hot dogs, find out something that he likes. And take it with you and use it, you know. So rather than like giving him a treat in the house, take the treats on the walk with you, you know, and use them just reward him for looking at you at first, you know. So every time he looks at you, you can give him a little treat, you know. And then when you call his name, if he comes towards you, give him a little treat. And then you can hide the treat, you know, on a park bench or behind a tree or something and let him go and find it with his nose. And just doing stuff like that, Stefan, it'll completely like transform the walk, you know, because you'll, all of a sudden, your dog will look at you as if, you know, you understand him and you're providing a bit of fun and a bit of excitement for him. And he won't be as interested in what's around him.
Well, I'll tell you what, I am going to give that a shot. Now, the book, when is it due out? When is it due out, sir?
So it's due out within the next 2 weeks. So it'll be going live, like on Amazon in the Kindle store on the 16th. And you can get it from there or you can get the audio book. But yeah, it's just, I'm just basically cranking up now, so I really appreciate you.
Thank you for coming on. I've got a copy of your first book there. The Mrs. bought it as a hint.
I remember.
Yeah, oh, I don't forget either, I tell you. So I know you speak the gospel when it comes to looking for your dogs. But I just want to say thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate you coming on, Dominic. And I'll keep an eye out. So if you go on your Amazon store, it will be on there in the next 2 weeks' time. And what's the title of the book again, sir?
So it's called Worry-Free Walks, How to Transform Your Dangerous, Difficult and Devilish Dog into a problem-free pooch that you're proud to take to the park. That's what we all want.
That is a long title. I tell you what, I want to see the size of the spine on that book. You can throw it off for some of the dogs to go
just
fit.
Just go with Worry-Free Walks if you can't remember.
I'll go with that one. Dominic Hodgson, the pack leader, thank you so much for coming on the show, sir.